Thank you very much, Governor. I think we're very fortunate to have Governor Beshear focused and engaged as aggressively as he has shown he already is. The commitment that you've made with your staff and your team, the fact that you've been to the White House, met with the president, met with the cabinet secretaries, focused on their approach, I think is really, we're very fortunate. We thank you for your leadership. I always think it's interesting when the governors go, they have a black tie dinner with the president. When the mayors met with the president on Friday, we had a continental breakfast. On the other hand, the good thing about us at this point in time is we have a tremendous working relationship with this governor and with the governor's team. President Obama made it very clear, there's no question about it, when he met with the mayors and with the governors last weekend, that we're part of a team that must work together to ensure that this project goes forward. It's a daunting challenge, as the governor has laid it out, very clearly laid it out, and very realistically laid it out as a daunting challenge. But, you know, here in Louisville, we're used to working together, because about every success we've had in Louisville, Kentucky, has been a team effort. We have no problem working as a team, and we have no problem with hard work. And we're ready to roll up our sleeves and have been over the last several weeks preparing for the rollout. That's why I've asked you to join me today, and I joined with the governor. We tried to recognize all the organizations throughout the community that had either written us, dropped us a note, stopped me on the sidewalk, stopped me jogging through the park the other day and said, you know, we want to be a part. We want to be a part. And so the thought was everybody gets together and let's create a mechanism, an approach that will give everyone a chance to participate. It'll take all of us in this room and then some. The government agencies, the nonprofit groups, the public employees, the private sector businesses. That's why the Chamber's here. That's why the United Way's here and everybody in between. We appreciate you all joining us. To manage this cooperative effort, to put this thing together, I've asked Rick Johnstone, who retired about 6-7 weeks ago as my deputy mayor, to assume a new challenge. I've asked Rick to chair and to literally lead this Louisville at Work project. I've also asked Governor Beshear to have a person work with us, and he's been kind enough to make that commitment with the young lady who's with us today. I asked Congressman Yarmuth to join with us and to have his staff involved, and the congressman's staff is here today. I met with the Metro Council President, David Tandy, and I said to David, together we can make this thing happen, and asked David to think about assigning or appointing an individual council member to each one of our working group teams to give them a chance so that everybody is involved and engaged. We're going to be setting up an approach that will help us prioritize our spending of both the formula dollars as well as the grant dollars. And let me stop for a moment. If you take the time to read through the 1,100 pages in the bill, you will find that from the city's perspective, we have a major portal through which we'll receive funding. That's Frankfort. We will have some funds coming to us directly from Washington. But the real challenge and the real opportunity are the programs that are literally line-itemed out as grant competitions. Perfect example, Dr. Berman, the Secretary of Education, when we met on Friday, said they're setting aside in the Department of Education $5 billion for a program he's calling Race to the Top, to focus on those unique programs set up by school systems that literally understand the importance of getting kids college ready. And those kinds of approaches where grants have to be prepared are going to be a major part of what we're going to try to be about. As the president said last night, government cannot rebuild our economy alone. We must look for ways to make our tax dollars stretch and stretch farther by leveraging our dollars. And the reason why the people in this room are in this room and others were invited that couldn't be with us today is just that. We're going to try to get people out of the silos that we each are in our different government institutions, nonprofit institutions, education institutions, et cetera. And we're going to ask folks to come together based on the categories in the bill so that we can have working teams that focus on the categories in the bill where the allocation of the funds literally are set forth. So with Rick Johnstone taking the leadership role, we have set up what we call our working teams, and we have team leaders for each one of the categories. When I don't know whether Vice President Biden mentioned to you, but he was starting today working teams in the federal government, where he was bringing all the departments together to begin developing opportunities to work across silos, to break those silos down, to get them into the categories of the bill, and to begin looking for opportunities to create jobs. In fact, he calls them tiger teams, which I thought was interesting. We call ours working teams. Now, we could have called them community action teams, CATS teams, if we could have got some more of your discretionary money. We could call them CATS teams. But we decided not to call them CATS teams. And I couldn't figure out anything that rhymed with cards, so we couldn't work that out. So here are the people that are going to be heading up these categories. And what we're going to ultimately do at the end of this meeting is I'm going to ask our team leaders to come up here. They're going to say to each of you all, if you think that someone in your organization or if you think your organization has an opportunity to connect with one of these teams, then we need to get their name and we need to get their email address because we're starting to work come Monday morning. The teams are as follows based on the categories. Transportation and infrastructure. We have co-chairs for transportation and infrastructure. Barry Barker, the head of TARC, whom I saw when I walked in. There you go, Barry. And Ted Pullen, the head of Public Works. They'll be the co-chairs for transportation and infrastructure. Social service and homelessness prevention. Tina Heverin, our director of housing and family services. And Dana Jackson, who's going to co-chair. She is the head of Making Corrections and works with the Casey Foundation. Thank you, ladies. We have public and affordable housing as a category. Tim Berry, our housing authority director, and Bob French, our division of housing director, will be the co-chairs. Workforce training, Michael Gritton, who was unable to be with us, who heads up Kentuckiana Works, and Carolyn Gatz from the Greater Louisville Project will be co-chairing the workforce training area. Education, my senior advisor on education, Mary Gwynne Wheeler, will be heading up the education area. Public protection, my deputy mayor, Bill Summers. There are dollars in there for public protection. Economic development and energy efficiency, Bruce Trauber, my director of economic development. Water and flood protection, that's Bud Shardine from MSD, Bud over there, and Greg Heitzman from the water company. Greg will be co-chairing that. Health and wellness, Dr. Troutman, along with Bill Wagner from the Family Health Centers. Will be in that area, and we will give you some e-medical, technical, technology people that want to participate. And finally, arts and faith-based groups, which is a category, and we've asked Mary Lou Northern, special assistant to me, to chair that. Now, the game plan again is for each of you at the end of this. I'm going to ask all those team leaders to come up here. We're going to give you a document. And in that document are two things. One, we're going to have on the front page, or actually the third page of that document, the specific names for each one of the category team leaders. So if you've forgotten who's handling what, you got it. And secondly, we've taken an 1,100-page bill, and we have narrowed it down to a 14-page document that gives you the categories, the federal money that should be coming into our community, or into our nation, and then our estimate, best guess, estimate, of what we believe we'll receive locally. And so you'll be getting those documents at the end of this presentation. I want each of you at the end to connect with the team leader. Make sure that if someone in your organization wants to go to more than one of these team meetings, feel free to do that. Just be sure we know the name of the person to connect with and the way to reach that individual. Our agencies, but I don't want everybody to walk out of here thinking that we're starting with a blank sheet of paper. Remember, we turned in over $600 million worth of projects to the governor, to members of his cabinet, to the legislature. We gave it to the president of the United States. We gave it to the legislature, to our congressmen and to our senators, to let them know several months ago that we had been working on this, preparing over the last several weeks. So our agencies have a long list of unmet needs. the result, I would submit, of an 8-year federal funding diet. And these are needed investments that we need to ensure that we invest in. So as you go through in your categories, you'll have those available as well as whatever you want to bring to the table, because we're looking for innovative ways, as the governor said, to stretch these dollars to get 1 + 1 = 3. We have projects in our list that focus on building and improving roads and schools, to expand water lines and sewer lines, to maintain our police force at its current strength while other cities are struggling with layoffs and with cutbacks, to build a new firehouse that our crippled city budget might not be able to build in the next year or so, to construct more affordable housing, to help more struggling families avoid losing their homes, to weatherize homes to ensure that folks pay a lower utility bill, and to retrain people who have lost their jobs, educate young people who are looking for jobs, and there's more and more and more of those kinds of projects that have already been submitted. Our job is to select those projects that meet the two basic goals. One, maximize job creation. Maximize job creation. And two, to make a lasting difference in our hometown. So we got to, I guess I should say, maximize the creation and the protection of existing jobs, as the governor set forth, as well as make sure it's a lasting difference. It makes a lasting difference in our hometown. Things are moving very quickly in Washington. I mean, within the last week, the police chief already received a blast email that went to all the police chiefs for the burn grant that said, you know, here's the applications within the next 120 days. We need to know what you need and how you're going to spend the money. And, oh, by the way, here's the formula, because burn grant is a formula. Has to do with police equipment, has to do with number of police salaries and things of that nature. Those kinds of things are coming out daily. So as a result, we really think the game is in the competitive grants area. Formulas are formulas, and we'll get our appropriate number of dollars through the formulas. And the organizations here, I realize that TARC has its own board, and the airport has its own board of directors, and the school board has its own board of directors, and the Family Health Center has its own board of directors. We're not here to demand or require things, and the water company has its own board of directors. The sewer district has its own board of directors. What we're here to do is, once you get inside a category, where can we as a community see the chance to stretch that dollar and to create the opportunity and the effect that will have a multiple, or a ripple effect that would make positive difference for the future. So, Rick Johnstone not only has three people who will be staffing, three people already on our team inside government who are going to be helping him in staffing it, but we also need a grants team. And I've asked Kim Allen, our former public protection director. She has agreed to head the team of grant writing experts that will make sure that we dot the I's, cross the T's, meet the required deadlines, and we have individuals already in city government. Many of your institutions have great grant writers that we can reach out to, and the idea being that they will be there to support and assist in writing those grants as they come online to be able to help respond. We also want to be sure that we focus on accountability, on ensuring that there is a meeting of the directive the president and his staff have given, which is information to the community at large, accountability, transparency, in line with what the governor said. Jane Driscoll, our former CFO, has agreed to help oversee the accountability, foresight, and transparency area in conjunction with Beth Niblock, our information technology director, to make this effort very clear to our citizens as we begin investing or putting out the bids, making the selection on who's going to do what, and then ultimately creating the jobs. Through our special section that we've already created on our website, louisvilleky.gov, folks will be able to get online, click on louisvilleky.gov/recovery, and right at that point in time, it'll include the links to everything you need to see in terms of our local community as well as the federal requirements of recovery.gov, which is the President Obama's transparency. Our work teams will report to Rick and to me on a weekly basis, tracking the latest guidance that we get from Washington. And let me assure you that we get emails and updates from Washington 3, 4, and 5 times a day, because things are moving very, very quickly. We're very fortunate to have Rebecca Byers, who is our Washington rep. She'll be quarterbacking out of Washington as the changes occur. We're also very fortunate that Congressman Yarmouth has been on top of this and engaged from the get-go. We're working closely with his office. He would have been here today, but he's working for all of this community as we speak up in Washington, making sure that we get every insight and every focus that we need to ensure that we are as aggressive and we are as prepared to respond to those many, many grant competitive applications that are going to be forthcoming. Again, as I said before, we will seek the Metro Council's approval. As I talked to President Tandy, as we accept those dollars for the kind of projects we're going to implement, they'll go through the council, and hopefully we'll be creating jobs and energizing the economy and making Louisville ultimately a better place. In closing, I want to thank you all for your willingness to sort of step aside from the silo in which you sit, join with us in these categories of funding opportunities to see what's available, and follow what the president said. I mean, the president said last night, we stand at this crossroads of history. The eyes of the people in our nation are once again on us, watching to see what we do with this moment, waiting to see us lead. And my friends, we are the leaders, and we'll get this work done, and together we'll make the kind of positive difference we want for the future of our hometown.